around the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to the summer in Italy, and Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, he's in Milan. We recall last summer where the drought almost stopped the Po River from flowing, damaging the risotto crop, and leading to alarm bells up and down Italy about the scale of the drought and what is to be done. Well, a year later, Lorenzo, a very good day to you. You've had a thunderstorm. You have summertime heat. How is the Po River doing? Good day to you.
And good day, John, and good day to all the radio listeners from a very fresh Milan. And we are happy. We had rain this morning and this afternoon, and we have, better temperature than compared to today's, the latest two days. Well, let me tell you that the situation of the Po River is normal. If I remember what was last year, and even a few months ago, I mean, everything has been totally reverted to normality. And this is important for all of us because, you know, water reservoirs are very important for a country that have a lot of activities in the agricultural sector. And so let me tell you that the rise is growing. Everything is okay in the north territory and part the area of Emilia-Romagna that was hit by the flood, all is okay.
The concern also is the flooding that happened in Bologna and Romagna. I see the photographs of people digging out from the damaged under their cities. How is that? How is the cleanup going?
Well, the cleanup is going well. Let me tell you that 2 days back, the Prime Minister Cabinet appointed the High Commissioner for the Reconstruction. And let me tell you that the news was very positive, in my opinion, because the appointment was for General Figliolo, who is a four-star general, who he was very, very important during the COVID time, because he was the general appointed to, put in place all the logistics to accelerate the vaccination. And you know that Italy reached the highest rate of people being vaccinated in a short time across all Europe. So I think that this man is a very pragmatic, very concrete man, and the man that takes the right decision. And don't forget that there was the need to have somebody over and above a territory that is not only Emilia-Romagna, which is the largest part of the territory hit by the flood, but also the other two regions, Marche and Tuscany, to coordinate the president of these three regions in order to speed up and complete the return to normality of those areas in the shortest time at the lowest cost to a certain extent, because the damages are pretty high. We are talking about something in the order of in between 3 and 5 billion euro of damages.
Giorgia Meloni, the very popular new prime minister of Italy, is speaking out about the European Central Bank, in particular the president, Christine Lagarde, about interest rates. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, reads the Financial Times, has lashed out at the European Central Bank for its repeated interest rate rises. She's saying it's simplistic, that's in quotes, approach to combating inflation, likely to hurt European economies more than help. Your inflation is improving. You had a report today that it has reduced itself more than expected. Inflation right now is a problem throughout Europe, but it's not uniform. Does Giorgia Meloni enjoy approval for challenging the European Central Bank? Is this popular?
Absolutely not. Giorgia Meloni was very critical with Mrs. Lagarde 2 days back when she delivered the speech, as it happened always the day before the European Council. She normally make a sort of briefing to the parliament about what she's going to say and to defend in the meeting in Brussels. She criticized Mrs. Lagarde simply because the European Central Bank intend to maintain the interest rate and even lift them up. And this is not good for the Italian economy that is doing pretty well, simply because we have a very large debt. And of course, interest rate growing up are going to burn resources that are coming from the good growth rate that we are having in our economies, and because we use fresh, good money resources to pay interest rate. So it's not good. Unfortunately, this is a sort of strange situation where in Europe there are different, situation in terms of inflation. Germany remains very high. Spain is very low. Italy is going down. And I think it's not easy to take a decision, but certainly to raise up again the interest rate is not good for those countries that are growing more than all the other.
It is summertime, and Lorenzo mentions the pandemic and the man who was responsible for the high vaccination rate in Italy during the pandemic. But it reminds me that he and I began exchanging thoughts about Italy in the summer of the pandemic when there were no tourists. In fact, the only positive thing we could say at the time, because it was damaging to the Italian economy to have no tourism with all these wonderful museums and the beautiful countryside and the, not just the weather, but also the joys of being in a place thousands of years old where people live next door to icons. The joy of it was that the best thing we could say was, well, finally, Italians can go to their own museums because the Americans aren't crowding up the long lines outside of museums. Now we have tourism stories, however, that are alarming. For example, there's been a crackdown on e-scooters because there have been many accidents, especially in Rome. And most recently, an American citizen, I regret to say, a young man from California, defaced the outer wall of the Colosseum, outraging Italy so much they're going to seek him and punish him. Lorenzo, the tourists are back. Is that a good thing?
Well, John, you did a very interesting summary. Let me do a consideration, and I don't want to play the role of something that reminds me a motto very famous here in Italy that say more or less, when you have the teeth, you don't have the bread. When you have the bread, you don't have the teeth. Now we are having too many tourists, maybe. During the COVID time, there was nobody around, but now we have too many. In my opinion, we have to do something about that. And to me, we need to make a sort of selection policy that could go through also an increase of the cost of being in Italy for tourism in order, on one side, to use the additional resources to offer the tourist better services in terms of mobility in the town and so on. On the other side, also to, let's say, reduce the number of tourists and also introduce additional resources to ensure the security of all the beauties that we are having, which are available everywhere. And let me say, when you walk all around our town, everything is free of charge. So in my opinion, there should be a policy to increase the price, and not to reduce the tourism, but to make a sort of selection and improve what we offer in terms of all the services around the tourist business.
I think you're quite commonsensical about this. The museums in Florence are heavily guarded by very thorough professional people who make certain that the works of art aren't damaged. So providing security guards and a fee to observe the outside beauties of Rome makes sense, especially the Colosseum. Lorenzo Fiore of the Enzava Foundation, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.